she won't need no information what to do. She said, but she was ready to come home.
Yeah.
Well, she gets that way. She's a baby. She's spoiled, you know. And anything happens, she'll either write me or one of her sisters. She always want to know what to do. Well, I told her, I said, Emma, you always want to know what to do. Who are you going to put the blame on if you leave and you say, I wish I'd have stayed there, and you get to worrying about your husband and you want to go home. Then what? What's giving her pains like that? It might be, you know, just a reaction from after the baby. And then another thing is, it could be just a young mother, you know, just can't take pains. So she's finding out what she had to go out into.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go, and I'll try to keep her quiet. She's got a thumb in her mouth now, so I guess she'll be all right.
Somebody who, well, you might say, I don't understand why she's afraid now.
I forgot where we was.
Well, you know, when you're talking about somebody being afraid of something, you say, I can't understand why she's afraid now. She
never was before.
She didn't. You say she...
Well, what was...
The opposite it used to be. You say she...
Scared?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because,
okay,
let's see, what would it be about?
Well, now, you might say there's nothing really wrong with a person, they just act a little...
You mean if somebody got frightened about something?
Yeah.
Well, I would say something frightening.
I can't understand why she's frightened. She didn't use...
She didn't used to be like that, or something like that.
Okay.
Well, I would say maybe it's a nervous reaction. You know, it depends on what she was nervous about. It could be, like some people can get a telephone call and can make them nervous. Depends on the conversation the person was talking with them. Or you could hear somebody die that got very sick and you get real scared about it. Well, I would just say, she didn't used to worry like that, but now, at least little thing frightens them.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, Miss Van.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might say there's nothing wrong with old Aunt Lizzie or so-and-so, but she just, sometimes she acts a little kind of...
Superstitious?
Okay, or superstitious people, you say they act a little different, or they act a little kind of...
Well, if it's an elder person, they could be senile, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they are going back to childhood again. Because they say you go back to childhood when you get a certain age. And some elder people around about in their 70s begin to get senile. And they'll imagine they see something when they don't, or they hear something when they don't. Or they'll start to hide in their things and putting them away, saying somebody's going to take them. And they never was like that before. Well, I would say it was either getting senile or crazy, one or the other.
Have you ever heard, you know what somebody would say, queer? You know, when they act kind of queer?
Yes, I've heard of that, when they act like that. But that's because like a person... just don't act normal.
You said they acted...
They acted queer, but, you know, like they don't act normal. Like you would see that person all the time, so smart and intelligent, and then they get so that they didn't care and they do things, they get careless about how they dress or go out. Well, I would say that person is really nervous, or either she's getting mentally ill, or he's getting mentally ill. I don't know.
Would you ever say he is a queer to mean a person was different, or if, you know, has that word changed any, or?
I don't know, because they got so many slams now for different things that they used to wouldn't say. Because
yeah.
They used to say, they'd say people act stupid, you know, or things like that.
A person,
later.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you'd say, don't be so
foolish.
be so queer about something.
You could never, if you could never get somebody to change, that you, he always made up his mind and you could never change him. He'd say, don't be so in arguing with a